second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program. Thanks for being here with us, folks. And I hope and pray that you will take that website and pass it out to all of your website, your email list, every single person. I'm doing that myself here at our two police and military associations office, and telling them to read about the fraud and the cover-up of the oil we have here in America that would have made us oil independent and would and will make us oil independent if we can get them uncapped and bring that oil down into the 48 states here in America. We will be oil independent. The price could come down to 35 cents a gallon here in America again, and we wouldn't have a problem, just like Hugo Chavez down there in Venezuela. You know, his price of oil is something like 9-10 cents a gallon for his people in Venezuela, because they produce it themselves there, and they're oil independent themselves. So 35 cents a gallon would probably be about reasonable here in the United States, but it might go lower than that if we could get the government, the international criminals that run our government, to back off and let us produce that oil that we have here in America, the Americas, okay? But let's get back into something else here right away, folks. I'm going to have, I pray that Pat Shannon will be on with me the last half an hour of this program, because Pat Shannon and I, he called me a couple days ago and told me something about Congressman Ron Paul that he thought. He didn't know for sure, but he thought. And just to tell you, folks, we need to really pray for Congressman Ron Paul and his family, because Pat Shannon, who is one of the top reporters and writers for the American Free Press out of Washington, D.C., believes that Ron Paul's life and his family's life has been threatened with murder if he continues his campaign for president of the United States. Now, that's what he thinks, and I don't know that it's true. He doesn't know that it's true, but we need to really pray for Congressman Ron Paul and his family, and ask that God will make him tough as nails and stand up and say no to the threats. If it is indeed is true, and there is a strong possibility that it is true, that he has the audacity to stand up against these threats and say, heck no, we're going to save the American people from you international criminals. We're going to give this nation back to the American people, who are the sovereigns of this nation, and I'm not folding my tent. And folks, I'm reminded when I think about Lindsey Williams, and I think about Congressman and Dr. Ron Paul, and we don't know that he's been threatened, okay? It's just some things are happening right now that makes you wonder. We just makes you wonder. I talked to Congressman Ron Paul yesterday, and he didn't tell me he'd been threatened, okay? But I'll tell you, we'll continue with this when we get back right after these important messages, folks. Stay tuned. And we do have callers on the line already. I'll give out that call-in number for anybody else that would like to call in today, okay? Be right back.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Doggy attack right now. My two little Yorkies have come in here and are jumping on me and trying to get my attention. You guys back off. I'm on the radio here. They're so cute, folks, those two little Yorkies. They're about 4 or 5 pounds each. And they are really something else. But anyway, let's go back to what we were talking about here, folks. I talked to Dr. Ron Paul yesterday. And he didn't tell me he was threatened, but I got a very negative impression from him about the campaign. And I worked on him, and I worked on him, and he finally gave me the bum's rush and hung up on me very kindly, very nicely. You know, I told him I'd be praying for him and that millions and millions of prayer warriors out there are praying for him and his family. And he said, thank you very much, and the phone clicked down. But I did have about 10 minutes with him, and we did get to talk about things a little bit. But I would ask you folks, he's going to make an announcement soon, he said. He's going to make an announcement soon about his campaign. And I want you to pray and pray and pray for Dr. Ron Paul and his family. If they've been threatened, then pray the blood of Jesus Christ over him and his family that they're protected. We don't know. We don't know that he's been threatened because he hasn't said so. But he's scaring the tar out of the international criminal elite, the synagogue of Satan. He's scaring them bad. I mean, really bad, because he's doing so well and has done so well. And he's got the revolution going. The Ron Paul revolution going, and it's going very, very well, folks, as more and more people on the left and the right of the political spectrum are joining him to try to country from these international criminals, these communist, Zionist, neocon Trotskyites that have control of our nation today. And it wouldn't be surprising that they would call him up and threaten to kill him and his family if they did not back off. It wouldn't surprise me at all. It wouldn't surprise you at all either. So anyway, I ask you to be in prayer for two things. Ron Paul's decision and Ron Paul's family's protection. Him and his family's protection. Okay? Now, I want to remind you folks that God is in the protection business. If you remember, and it's happened many times since to me, to this old cop myself, many times God has protected me from dying. Why is to be questioned. I don't know. Maybe because of the work I've done for 28 years as a volunteer with our police and soldiers. I don't know. Maybe it's the work I've done for probably 6-7 years now on radio. I don't know. Maybe it's for our constitutional police and military publication. But God has protected me over and over and over again. And I've always wondered why, but I've always thanked God for it. And I will take you back many, many years to when George Washington was on his horse and the Indians were shooting at him, and he was riding back and forth in front of the Indians, and they were shooting arrows at him, and even some of them had muskets and were shooting muskets at him, and they were failing to hit him, but they were putting holes in his clothes. He had holes in his clothes, but finally the Indian chief, if you remember this story, it's absolutely true. The Indian chief told his braves to stop shooting at George Washington because God was protecting him. And they couldn't. They would have point-blank shots at him, and they couldn't hit him. They couldn't kill him. They couldn't even wound him. And finally, the Indian chief said, stop shooting at him. He's protected by God. And they did stop shooting at George Washington. And by rights, folks, he should have been dead 100 times. And when he got back to wherever he went after that, he found all these holes in his garments. Holes, arrow holes, and musket holes. And he wasn't scratched. But I just want to tell you, in my life as a police officer in the war zone of South Phoenix, repeatedly God protected me. And I praise the Lord for that. And also since then, since I've retired, God has repeatedly protected me. And I know that I have angered the international criminal elite by awakening our police and soldiers to their duty to support and defend the Constitution of the United States from all enemies, especially the domestic enemies that these international criminals are that run our government today. And so they've had good reason to kill me, but I'm still here for some reason, folks. So I can only believe that God protects those that are doing what he told us to do in Psalms 94:16. You want to be protected? Get out your Bible and read Psalms 94:16, folks, and find out what God told us to do. And then throw in 2 Chronicles 7:14. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Read that and do it, and you will be protected by God. Okay? And by the way, if we die and we are following God's law and we've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, if God's will is that we be killed and sent to be with Him, we go immediately to be with God. Now, that ain't a bad deal. Okay? Do you think life's kind of rough right now? What if they come in and kill you and send you to be with the Lord right now? Is that a bad deal? No, it's not. You'll be living, okay, if you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that is. Okay, let's go to our callers now. We have some callers on the line. Let's go, let me give out the phone number first if you'd like to call in, folks. 800-313 9443. 313 9443. Okay, 800-313-9443. Okay, if you'd like to call in. Now, let's go to our dear brother, Dave in Massachusetts. Brother Dave, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Officer McLim. Boy, the first thing I want to say, Officer McLim, is, you know, thank you so much for putting your life on the line and probably putting even the life of your loved ones on the line for all of us. I certainly appreciate it, and I know the Patriot community at large appreciates it.
Well, brother, the way I look at it is they're going to be slaves, and they're going to be horribly, horribly treated, may even be raped and sodomized and destroyed physically and mentally if I don't stand up. So if they come in and kill me and my family, brother, and send us to be with the Lord, because luckily my family's all Christians, then so be it. But I'm not going to sit back. Granddad isn't going to sit back and let them be slaves to these international criminals and have them so mistreated. Or your children either, brother. I do it for the world's children, the nation's children, but also my 9 grandchildren. And that's just the way I feel about it. If we all get killed serving the Lord, then we'll go immediately be with Him. So that's not a bad deal.
Yes, Jack. I very much believe that, Jack. I myself, Jack, I should be dead about 3 or 4 times over. As you'll recall, in a past program, I called in and told you about how one of your brother police officers, on one of the occasions when I should have absolutely been dead, one of your brother police officers, absolutely, no question about it, saved my life and put his life on the line.
Praise the Lord.
His own life to save mine. Sometimes I was composing an email about that to send to Mark Glenn, but I got to finish composing that email when I can find some time, and then maybe I'll send it to you too.
Yeah, please send it over to me too, brother. I'll share it on the radio with people.
But you know, now Jack, I feel a special responsibility to take a good solid stand and to really stand up and be counted. And I'll tell you why. Now, I don't have a wife and I don't have children. So, so all I have to worry about is quote unquote my own worthless, hide.
And, okay, brother.
Yeah, so, and I believe as you do, like yesterday, Greg Evenson was talking about the concentration camps.
Sure.
And it was very scary and everything, but, how he was saying, of course, how he's on the red list, and of course, I have no doubt that I'm on the red list.
That's right, brother. Me too. Yeah.
I'd just as soon be killed, right away. And, you know, I have another way of looking at the evil Aki's, red list. As far as I'm concerned, that red list, in reality, Jack, that red list is really the Lamb's list. If we're on that red list, and we're put to death for God and country, there's no question that actually what that red list represents is actually the Lamb's Book of Life, the Lamb's list.
Yes, if you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, brother, you're absolutely right. If you're on their red list and they hate you that much, then you're on God's good list. Yeah.
Exactly, Jack. That's the way I think.
Right.
Now, quickly, Jack. Very quickly. Incidentally, I had trouble with my computer, so I'm going to have to listen to the show on the archives.
Okay.
I'm so frustrated that I couldn't listen to you talking about Lindsay Wood. But you know, years ago, Jack, and I bet you read this book. But you remember?
Okay. Listen, I hear the music, brother. Hang on there, Dave. We'll be right back with you. Okay. We got a break coming up. Hang on. Be right back, folks, with the Officer Jack McLam program.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
World Products Now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Okay, folks, let's go right back to our brother Dave in Massachusetts. Go ahead and finish up, Dave.
Okay, thank you very much, Jack. Hey, Jack, did you read one of Lindsay Williams' first books years ago, and it was entitled To Seduce a Nation?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, you know, the reason I mention that is, I feel that absolutely Lindsay Williams is backing off for the sake of his family. I'm sure it's not for his own sake, but for the sake of his family. But in recent interviews, I've noticed Lindsay Williams repeatedly really re-emphasizing over and over that this is not a conspiracy, folks. This is not a conspiracy. This is an agenda. It's not a conspiracy. It's an agenda. But, you know, years ago, and to seduce a nation, there was no question that was like a conspiratorial type book, because I was very much into studying the conspiracy back in those days, and I remember how much I enjoyed Lindsay's book, To Seduce a Nation.
So I
feel that his family's been threatened, and you know, actually, Jack, the truth of the matter is these elitists, okay, they have an agenda, but if it's a secret agenda, and their victims, their unwitting victims, are totally unaware of this secret agenda, and that their unwitting victims are going to be the targets or the victims of their secret agenda. Well, really, that's what a conspiracy is. And
I'll just close,
Jack, by saying, if anybody doesn't believe in the conspiracy, another two wonderful books, I think you can still get them. I think they still even have their website. But years ago I read, and I didn't agree with absolutely everything in it, but tell me if you've read these books, Jack, but Jonathan Zankin's Conspiracy Nation and the World's 60 Greatest Conspiracies.
And, I never read that, never heard of it, matter of fact.
Yeah, I think Google and everything like Conspiracy Nation. Conspiracy Nation are the
stars. All right. Hey, World Dave, 60. I have to get going here, brother. We got a whole lineup of calls.
Okay, Officer McLam.
Okay. God bless you, brother. God bless you, and thanks for being a warrior, man. I appreciate it very much. God bless you. Take care. Okay, let's go to Brother George in Florida. Brother George, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
How you doing today, Jack?
Hey, doing fine, brother.
Yes, you know, you talked about the international criminal elite.
Yeah.
And, you know, they say all the, some people say all the Rothschilds and Rockefellers, all this charitable work for children.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know that these people hired people called the Pinkerton Boys when some man had an oil well on his property or gold or anything like that, and the Rockefellers wanted it? They would send out the Pinkerton Boys to go mow down whole townships in
uh-huh.
West Virginia and all these places.
Oh, yes, that's right. They sure
and,
did.
And the thing is, it was like pray like people, let's pray against these criminal elite, and let's pray that Lord smash their wealth into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the four winds, because they got blood on their hands.
Boy, they sure do. Multi-millions of people have been killed by these people.
And the
just
thing is,
the wars alone that they started, all these wars they've started,
Well, also, too, I think like with Dr. Paul and with Lindsay Williams, they know, the elitist criminal elite know the tipping point is falling not in their favor now.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I talked to the tanker drivers. They're having a hard time putting the gasoline in the ground because the demand is so low that they're going back three-quarters full, half-empty, or quarter-full, and they're having a hard time for to put this gasoline. And
I am
telling everybody in the supermarket when I go out, it's fabricated, it's fixed. They're lying to you.
That's right.
When you hear Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and Chase saying this, just know who's behind it.
Yes. Well, thank you, George. God bless you, brother. You are the warrior class, and it's an honor to serve with you, George, okay?
Well, good news, too. The Marines down in Indianapolis, they're waking up. They're questioning why we're here and why we're not on the border. So
God bless them, man. That's great. Glad to hear it.
Thank you, Dad.
I hear the same thing from our military people. More of them are waking up all the time when they're over there supposedly fighting to bring democracy to these Muslims, and they see their rights and freedoms of their families being lost here at home. They're beginning to wake up, brother. Thank
all
you,
right,
George.
Well, God
thanks,
bless
George.
You.
God bless you now. Take care. Okay, folks, let's continue on with the calls here now. Let's go to J.G. in Nevada. J.G., welcome to the program.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Got a couple of points I wanted to ask you. God only knows what you know about family, Jack.
Okay.
And then I wondered if I may ask your permission. I've been displaced from my place of living, and I was wondering if I may leave my name and number with your secretary at your organization. If anyone out there knows anybody that may have a room, I'm a disabled veteran, U.S. Air Force, ex-federal officer, whether they might know of anybody that may have a room to get me back started again with us. May I ask your permission to do that?
Yes, please call in to Carol, our volunteer phone answerer there, and give your number to her and tell her your situation, and we'll check it out. Okay, JG?
Yes, sir.
All right. God bless you now, brother. We'll be back, folks. JG, did you want to hang on?
Well, no, Jack, I had one other thing to ask you.
Okay, we'll be right back, right after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times in the last days that many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark a chip implant, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Is the beast and the Antichrist one and the same? Some believe all this is yet future. Others believe that it is in the past. 1 John states that the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth and what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, all these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write The Bible Says, Box 99, North City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 1-888-211-1715, 1-888-211-1715. Please remember to mention you are from RBN.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Okay, folks, we're back here on the Officer Jack Michelam program, and I want to tell you about hempusa.org, folks, just a minute. We'll be back with you, JG, in just a minute. Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, the seeds, and the oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, they ship worldwide for free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA, they want to educate their listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free, which is the part of the marijuana that makes you go wacko. The powder is 50% protein and does not have gluten in it. Gluten is not good for many, many people. This nutrient-dense food can be used as a storable food for up to 5 years when it's vacuum-packed and is priced affordably. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper, starting with 5 pounds and up. Your body will react and heal itself, given the proper nutrition, of course. This superfood HempUSA produces will be your greatest asset, so try it today, folks. Store it today and change your life. You can call this number or go to hempusa.org. Here's the phone number, 908 area code 691-2608. That's 908 area code 691-2608. Or go to hempusa.org. Okay, let's go right back to JG in Nevada. JG, go ahead and finish up, brother.
Yes. I know that you and I have talked this before off air concerning family view about this whole world government situation. What I want to bring about to our listeners is I've got a very prominent family member that used to be in civil government and then ran for state government and lost. Very much in contact with a couple of senators here in the country at one time, you know, 10, 20 years ago. But my point is, he and I have been at odds with each other in discussing this, but I got taken back a couple of days ago with a discussion, as I say, since this displacement has happened to me personally with my landlord selling the house and having to move into my car momentarily. It's very trying on me to hear a family member come back and scoff at this whole idea of what we're going through in this country. As much as this brother of mine, so to speak, and he's only a half-brother, but I love him, I'd like to pound his face in when he scoffs at the obvious that he knows, and of course the people that put him in office, of course, are men like Ron Paul's facing against. And what I wanted to ask your opinion is that he went in his usual brotherly laugh about to think that our government would kill 3,000 people on 9/11,
yeah,
or the fact that the movies like Loose Change, you know, and Joyce Riley and Dave Von Clay's film 9/11 Ripple Effect,
right,
how it shows. And I guess the biggest proportion on those films is the fact, Jack, I want to ask your opinion again, weren't these things stated that no building in history ever dropped by fires, as they pointed out in Loose Change, that like Building 7 fell without planes hitting it at the same free fall speed,
yeah,
you know, and the floors, and then of course Popular Mechanics made a complete buffoon out of it the way they displayed it on Coast and Coast, or well, whatever it is. My whole point is, my brother the other day here in California, when I visited him, he said down the way here in San Diego that there was a building out on Interstate 5 near the border at the end, right towards the border. A building had dropped, and they had steel girders, and it dropped by fire. Now, I mean, am I hallucinating with the fact that our experts have the exact expertise to say the statement that they said, or is it the fact that what is my brother smoking about? I mean, can a building drop by fire or no? I don't think so, because I told him the jet fuel doesn't burn at the temperatures to buckle steel. Now,
No, jet fuel does not burn at those temperatures. Never, ever does it ever burn at those temperatures.
Right. So him scoffing at the fact that a building can fall by fires, is he off his rocker, or am I off my rocker listening to 9/11 truth?
Well, it depends, brother, of course, how the building is made. You know, it can have steel girders and not be well made at all.
Welded together.
And, you know, very badly made. But, of course, that's not the truth with the World Trade Center buildings. They were magnificently made.
Exactly.
And built with millions of tons of steel girders. And it's impossible. They cannot collapse at free fall speed, no way, no how on earth. Free fall speed, to the listeners out there, is when you get up on top of the Empire State Building and throw a rock or an egg off, and that egg just plummets to earth with nothing slowing it down except for the wind, the air it's going through. That's impossible for a building made out of steel girders and concrete. It's impossible unless it was blown up floor by floor by floor like the World Trade Center was.
So we're not hallucinating with this expertise?
No, not at all. No way.
How can a man as educated as my brother be so stupid?
I don't know. I think he's just trying to his best to shield himself from accepting that our government would do such a thing.
Yeah,
many times that's the case. People just want to fool themselves, and they just can't handle believing their government would be run by these international Antichrist Satanist today, like our government is, and they just don't want to admit it to themselves.
JG,
I got to go, brother.
Thank you.
Okay, God bless you. Take care now. All right, let's go to Flora in Texas, is it? Flora in Texas?
No, it's Flora in Idaho.
Oh, okay, I got Flora in Texas here. I thought it was somebody else.
Well, I have something very, very important to say.
Okay.
Alex Jones said, and you know, because I know you listen most of the time to Alex Jones.
That's right.
We all know Alex Jones is living on borrowed time. And he said that if they are going to murder you anyway, to make it public. And I would like to say this about those of us who are putting their lives on the line, regardless of the consequences, which we are ordered to do in the Bible.
That's right.
Our military are putting their lives and their families' lives. For instance, the USS Liberty and much more, every day, and in Fallujah and in Abu Ghraib, they are cutting our people's tongues out, and worse, and you'll find out if you check with your military resources, I'm not kidding. The Bible says in St. Luke 17:33, very important, whosoever shall hoard their life to save it shall lose it.
That's right.
And whosoever shall lose his life for my sake or righteousness shall preserve it. Joyce Riley told me 10 years ago, my life was already on the line because I'd been with some really bad situations. And I called in and my life was already on the line. And she made me understand. At first I was just sort of halfway doing it. And she said, if you don't lay your life down for these troops, you are not supporting them. You must put your life on the line. And I have, and that's 10 years ago. And I didn't know if I was even going to live 5 minutes after I said that. Next,
yeah.
Peter was beheaded in Iraq. What did he say just before he was beheaded? Thy will be done, God. Ross Perot never told any of us that he was threatened. They just found his body lately in South America.
That's
you've
right.
given your testimony, and I believe the reason Christ protects you is because you are in his will, and myself included. I've got news for the Arco Gasoline Company. Rick Wiles, a reporter, said that Bush gave Red China approximately 4 months ago permission to explore for oil in Alaska. I have a suggestion for the trucks. Truckers, run a relay. Take something so far so that you don't have so damn far to run back. We can outsmart these pigs, these drug cartel-loving pigs, these people that love the Asian drug cartel, the Colombian drug cartel, the Mexican drug cartel, the Arabic drug cartel, the Oriental drug cartel. How do you like that, Mr. M? He got up, Bush got up in Congress and was bragging about the mafia.
Okay.
I can't stand this evil, wicked pig. And how many people... how many people's lives are threatened?
Yeah.
According
Laura,
to Alex Jones.
Laura, I've got to run on to some other callers, my dear. I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate your warrior spirit. You truly are a warrior for Christ and for our nation, and I love you, my dear, okay? But I've got other callers I got to get in before the show ends, all right? Okay, let's go to Blue in Texas. Blue in Texas, welcome to the program.
Thank you, and God bless you, Jack.
Thank you, brother.
You're standing on the line, and you're our coal mine canary. When you disappear, we'll know exactly what time it is.
Yeah.
But remember what he said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
That's right. That's right, brother. And I'm afraid of my God. I'm afraid of not doing what he told me to do in Psalms 94:16.
Right.
And I'm not afraid of these baboons. I shouldn't even say that because I throw aspersions on a baboon. A baboon is a nice animal. But these pond scum that are running this nation today, the synagogue of Satan,
right?
I'm not afraid of them at all. They can come kill me, and I'll go immediately be with my Lord. And I've already asked my Lord, Brother Blue, that he allow me to come back as a warrior angel to kick butt.
Right.
When I go to heaven, if they send me to heaven early, I want to come back as a warrior angel to take care of these antichrists.
Let me quickly get to my 2 points.
Okay.
And I know that there's callers behind me, and I know you're fixing to come up to the end of your segment.
Right.
Recently, I was listening to Alex Jones being at Bilderberg, which they went public this year and actually released a press release.
That's true.
You know, the bollocks that they have.
Uh-huh.
There was a time that Tom Daschle was Senate Majority Leader, and he was one of Bush's strongest critics. And then suddenly he got anthrax sent to his office.
Right.
when they did the lab work on it, they found it was a CIA strain called Ames.
That's right.
And other critics who were very, you know, outspoken against Bush had the same thing happen to their congressional offices.
Uh-huh.
Well, now Tom Daschle's working for them. I mean, it's very, you know, easy to see that you know, they're spineless. They would rather live and serve Lucifer than die, you know, for righteousness.
Right. Absolutely, Blue. Yeah.
That's point one. Point two is that they really don't have to trigger martial law to start confiscating our property. You know, Kello versus whatever it was in, like, New England, that Supreme Court where they made that family move so that some real estate corporate, you know, yahoos could come in and bulldoze a subdivision.
Right. Absolutely.
Also, our inflating dollar is going to get to the point where, you know, the middle class becomes the poor class. They'll just, you know, get downsized as all of our manufacturing base is gone and there's no way to generate income because there's no jobs. And yet, you know, everything is getting progressively more expensive. We're looking at Weimar 1929-1930 type inflation.
Truly. Yeah.
Well, when people can't pay their property taxes, the counties will come in and move you out of your home. And when you can't afford to feed your children, Child Protective Services will come in and Gestapo your kids away from you.
Uh-huh.
And this all lines up with the New World Order's blueprint to rebuild the American family unit, you know, the nuclear family, into a state unit modeled on the, you know, what's currently in operation in China.
Yeah,
where the state will raise your children for you since you don't know how to do it yourself.
That's right. And you wouldn't turn them into a good little lesbian or homo and a world-class citizen.
Well, I've been reading the UN documents, and they want to establish, based on human rights, child rights that start at age 10 through 18.
Right.
That completely endorse both homosexuality and abortion for those who choose to be heterosexual.
Right.
They want 10-year-olds to be sexually active.
They're working on it, too.
But you're not sinning against the state as long as you're paying your carbon taxes, you know.
Right. Listen, Blue, I got to take off here and get to some more callers real quick. We're just about out of time.
Well, I got my 2 points out of the way. And
okay, listen, God bless you. Call back again, man. You make a lot of sense and appreciate you calling in, okay?
I will as long as you're here, bro.
Okay, thanks so much for being there and standing up for God and country. Let's go to John in Tennessee. John in Tennessee, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Jack. How are
you? Good morning. Doing fine.
Great to hear. One thing about Pickerton Security, when they first started out, their logo used to be a single eye called the All-Seeing Eye. Gee, where have we seen that
before?
What I wanted to bring up was I heard yesterday on one of the programs on RBN the qualifications for the Red List, and all I got to say is one thing. I'm glad to know I'm doing something right.
That's right. If you're on the
red
list, you should be proud if you're on the red list, brother. Because
I am.
And
you
before
people
the
that
Lord,
are on the blue list, work harder.
Work
you're
harder.
Not screwing up enough. But there's one list that I know that I'm on, so they can take their list, fold it up real nice, and bring it into the men's room when the roll gets low.
Uh-huh.
My name's in the Book of Life, and
praise
theirs
God,
isn't.
Brother.
So
yeah.
What they can do is nothing. So I'm not even worried about those little piss ants.
Yeah. Uh-huh. By the way, John, now that you mention it, go out and check. You people that have mailboxes outside down on the road like we do, go check your mailboxes because we've had numerous people call in and say they've got red dots and blue dots on their mailboxes today so the foreign troops can know who to go shooting ahead. And who to take to the camps. So, right. right now, I've had numerous people call me and say they got red dots or blue dots on their mailbox down on the street corner. So check it out.
That's what that means. My mother-in-law has one blue and I think one yellow.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. The yellow means that they don't, you know, you're going to serve the Satanist system, and so don't bother you. But the blue and the red means they have to take action against you.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I hear the music, brother.
I'll let you know next week what color mailbox mine is.
Okay, God bless you.
All right.
Son. Take care. Bye-bye now. We'll be right back with Jerry in Arkansas. Stay tuned.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Running out of time real quick here. Let's go to Jerry in Arkansas. Welcome, Jerry.
Hi, sir. Thank you for letting me come on. I am a first-time caller, and when I do get through visiting, I'd like to hold over and get JG's phone number, please.
Well, I don't have JG's phone number.
Oh, I thought he was going to give it to y'all. I'm sorry.
No, we're not open here until tomorrow, so he'll have to call back tomorrow and talk to Carol, because she's at church, and I'm here on the radio, and our office isn't open today. But
all right,
tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow we should have it.
Okay, thank you. The reason I'm calling is there was a two-county meeting here in Arkansas last night about the National Animal Identification System.
Yes.
And a new method to stop this was brought out to the public for the first time. And in brief, okay. On the Arkansas premise identification form, under premise address, in italics and underlined, it says that it must be a 911 address.
Uh-huh.
So if you don't have a 911 address, they have a problem. The government has a problem.
True.
The government's attorneys researched this, and they issued a letter that has been notarized and entered into the county records stating that, you know, someone has been removed from the system, and it's permissible for anybody to remove themselves. Now, this is something that the little guys like me can do.
Yeah.
Instead of writing the congressman.
Uh-huh.
So I know you're short of time, but if you have a fax number, I would be willing to send you a fax of some of this paperwork so that you could examine it before,
okay.
You know, it's talked about or anything else.
All right. We do have a fax number, but you have to call our office tomorrow and ask Carol to turn it on because we've been getting so many advertisements that they're burning up our cartridge and our paper, so we had to turn it off and turn it on when somebody calls us. So
Will her number be the same as this call-in number?
No. Here's that number, 208 area code, 935.
Yes, sir.
7852.
7852.
Call after 9 o'clock Pacific time tomorrow, and Carol will turn the fax machine on for you.
All right. Thank
okay.
you so much.
All right.
And hopefully you will have a chance to look at this, and maybe you would be able to bring it up on your show for the rest
okay.
of the people that would like to do something instead of just talk about it, okay?
Okay, brother. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Okay. Take care now. All right. Let's go to Pat Shannon real quick, but I think we're totally out of time here, Brother Pat.
Hey, I just want to let you know I missed Ron. He was talking on his cell phone. Son took my number for him to call back. He asked what it was about, and I said, we've just heard a terrible rumor, and we believe Ron Paul is about to become the most hated man in America, and I would like to help him stop it.
Wow. Okay, brother. All right. God bless you. Thanks for calling in. And
I'll let you know more tomorrow.
We're asking people to really pray for Ron Paul and his family that he makes the right decision.
Right
okay?
on.
God bless you, brother. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye now. Well, folks, we'll try Dave in California real quick. Dave in California, go right ahead, brother. I think we're just about out of time, but go
hey,
ahead.
Jack, I'm here.
Yes, brother Dave.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Okay, I'll make it fast. I want to draw your military friends' attention to World Trade Center number 6.
Uh-huh.
What made that big black empty hole in there? And I suggest that they go look at pictures of bomb damage assessment from smart bombs in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yeah.
Because it fits the pattern. Nicely centered, completely empty, vaporized metal. And
yeah.
It was real hot, and it actually blew down into the second subfloor level.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's just a thought.
Okay. I hear the music, brother. Thank you.
Nice
call back again, Dave, if you would. Very interesting.
Sure thing.
Lord bless all of you out there, and I hope you have a great week. And don't forget, get up and fight, like God said, against the workers of iniquity, and rise up against the evildoers. And God will bless us as a nation and you personally. Lord bless all of you. Have a great weekend. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. Good day.
Men.